Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, September the 18th, 2022. I am Thungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the arrest of students from the University of Zimbabwe who were protesting the hiking of tuition fees by the institution yesterday. The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights says 14 or so students are detained at the Avondale police station in Harare, while three female ones are in need of urgent medical attention after they were allegedly assaulted by police. The organization has deployed lawyers to represent the students. The accused include Thelmanzero, Mufaro Vutuza, Owen Mashaba, Tinashe Zanu, Tinotenda Ruzinde, Fletcher Katewere, Lenis Manyasa, Harvard Mtetwa, Natasha Diwayo, Ropafazo Mutangaduro, Fatima Anjike, Tsungai Chitota, Beyond Stema, David Msasa, and Godliness Sabura, according to a list provided by the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum. Lichona njani zulukandaba siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Namuhla sixoxa ngodaba lokubotshwa lokutshaywa kwabafundi bekolishi le-University of Zimbabwe ngesikhathi betshengisela phezu kokukhwela kwenhlawulo yesikolo izolo. Kubotshwa abafundi abalishumi lasithupha njalo bavalelwe enkambeni ye-Avondale Police Station eHarare. Inhlanganiso yamagqwetha abamelayo eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ithi phakathi kwabafundi laba kulabathathu abesifazana abatshaywe ngamapolisa balimala kakubi. Linhlanganiso ithi abathathu laba badinga ukwelatshwa. Kwaziwayi vatereri beStudio 7 na Nazimo Chirongwa cheLive Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekurohwa uye kusungwa kwevadzidzi vepachikoro cheUniversity of Zimbabwe zvichitevera kuratidzira kwavo nezuro vachichema nekukwidzwa kwemari dzechikoro. Magweta avo esangano reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights anoti vatatu vevadzidzi ava uye vari vanasikana vari kuda kuongororwa nana chiremba mushure mekurohwa zvakaipisisa nemapurisa nezuro. Magweta aya anoti aswera paAvondale Police Station nhasi achiedza kuti vadzidzi vese ava vaburitswe musungwa. As their colleagues remain in custody tonight, other University of Zimbabwe students are refusing to back down. Instead, they are vowing more protests until the university reduces the tuition fees, which they say was increased by more than 700%. Here is University of Zimbabwe student leader Lennox Machoko during a press conference in Harare today.
We are going to be submitting the petition to the parliament today compelling this other branch of government to intervene and stop this disaster, which is not in the interest of the entire nation at large. We managed to collect more than 4,000 signatures from the students over this weekend so that our petition can be accepted by Parliament. I carry these signatures with my hand and I wish to see the Parliament to act swiftly so that the students can get back to their learning calendar immediately. As of today, I would like to notify all parents who have their children learning at the University of Zimbabwe to kindly delay making tuition payments, which has been proposed by the institution, until a new fee structure has been revised.
That was University of Zimbabwe student leader Linux Machoko speaking at a press conference in Harare earlier today. For more on the protests and grievances by students, we are now joined by Zimbabwe National Students Union or ZINASU leader Benon Ncube. Mr. Ncube, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening. I hope I find you well. I'm humbled to be here.
Thank you so much. What's the latest on your colleagues, Mr. Ncube, who were arrested yesterday? The last time we checked this evening, lawyers were still trying to secure their release.
Yes, as it stands, the legal secretary, Comrade Boris Muguchi, checked on them and then they are still there. And they are in high spirits, but of course, they are some that need medical attention because they were assaulted by the police, which is very much unfortunate because this was a very peaceful expression. But as it stands, we are really worried about their health and what is happening there. Since we know very well that they try by only to intimidate them so they don't do it again. But we are very much sure that they're going to be released as soon as possible because if that is not done, we will continue doing what we encourage the security sector to let the necessary students to go.
And tell us more about the new fee structure. How is it like? We only hear, you know, fees have gone up by more than 700 or so percent. Give us a clear breakdown.
Okay. What has been happening so far is that every semester, our university has increased the fees. And I would say last semester, we had fees ranging from 60,000 to 90,000 RTGS. And then this time, they are now going from 300,000 to 1 million RTGS. And then that is a very huge increase, given that they haven't changed the terms and conditions of paying. They still come and say, you're supposed to have paid your completed courses in the first 1 month. And then we are saying, if you increase by 800%, and how would you expect us to be able to still pay under the same conditions that you were struggling to pay the previous fee before you had increased? So as it stands right now, we have a very big problem because this is the government that has not even increased salaries for civil servants. And it goes on to demand such money from these civil servants because they know very well that these learning institutions are made up of people, are made up of children who are parented by civil servants.
And lolu ludubo lwe University of Zimbabwe kuphela yini Ncube kumbe iyo wonke nje ama college iyo yodwa yini uzethe kweze ifees?
I say yodwa sine crisis kodwa iyo yokuqala ukuphumela mgcini ngokufaka intawulo leyo ayifunayo, but siyazi nje ukuthi na amanye lawa ayalandela sengoba vele nawo sifike problem nawo last semester ngoba si-NS yethu labantwana abaningi abadifeyileyo besehluleka kubhadala lesi school fees ajechajiwe. Kathesi inye semester abakakhuphi imali abazifunayo but iyo yokuqala ukukhupha and ekugcineni bayalandela and siyazi ukuthi bonke bazakwenza khona kuyenze yifithi bazakhweza okungenangqondo.
Ngokunjalo lingaba lilo hlelo olufanayo yini olokutshengisela kulawo amanye amakolishi alubana ethe azisa ukuthi hayi ngempela lathi sesikhwezile?
Into vela ke sifuna ukuyenza thina ukuthi kuthi kuqala khona apha eyunivethi sihle sifake i-precedence yokuthi into enje asiyimiselanga ukuyamukela njengamastudent. So labo sesibe-charge iyunivethi eZimbabwe wayenza iyunivethi yokuqala ukukhweza esikhwezile. Lathi ningama-studenti akube yiyo yokuqala ezatshengisela ukuthi nxa laba abanye laba ngizokufanayo singakwenza njani. Inengizini yalokhu asokulwa, inengizini yokutshengisela ukuthi asenelisi ukubhadala. So asifisi ukuthi sikuyenze futhi inasa, asifisi ukuthi sikuyenze futhi ezimbira, asifisi ukuthi sikuyenze enesi. Sifisa ukuthi bona bananzelele kusukela okweyunivethi ukuthi abantwana bathi bayehluleka basebeningisi basingakafiki kulawo amanye amayunivesithi. Kodwa-ke kungehlula khonokho asila ngenye indlela ngoba esizame ukwenza lapha yikuthi sinelito yokufunda and
Thank you there, Mr. Ncube Siyabonga, and please do stay on the line as we bring in human rights lawyer, Mr. Kennedy Masiye, from the great state of Texas here in the United States. Mr. Masiye, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening and thank you for bringing me again to this very important talk.
Thank you. What's your take on the incarceration of these students and the assault of three of them who are female, as reported by their lawyers?
Yeah, the attack on the students is totally unacceptable, and it's it goes to show the brutal nature of the police in Zimbabwe. And it clearly shows that our police in Zimbabwe don't really have the adequate training in dealing in conflict management. Because you think that, you know, when people are disgruntled, like what these students are right now, with genuine reasons, that they themselves, the police, are also affected by. You think that they would employ other mechanisms or other ways of de-escalating conflict and managing the situation. But we saw that the police actually were the ones who incited the students to then react in the manner that, they ensured. So it's quite sad that the police have used excessive force, brutal force on kids. These are kids airing their grievances, and it's quite unacceptable, and it's very much embarrassing that we have a government that does not take care of each of its own children.
Parizvino vamasiye maporisa asati ataura kuti vadzidzi ava vari kupomerwa mhosva yei. Asi kana tichi kana takatarisa mutemo tichitarisa kuti vakasungwa vachiratidzira, what kind of charges are we looking at here?
Well, on this one, the police, maporisa anokwanisa kuvacharja ne public violence or inciting public violence. You know what charge is serious, which has a criminal code. Vanokwanisa kuvacharja zvekare ne, you know, the disorderly conduct. No futi mutemo urimu criminal code. But mutemo wokuti mapurisa anongozo charge vanhu because vanenge vachida kuavoida kuda kuadresa yatingati right yavo iri muconstitution yekudemonstrata. Because kudemonstrata hakurambidziwi, kudemonstrata kurimo mumutemo as long uchingoitwa murunyararo.
And God forbid, but let's say vawanikwa vaine mhosva, zvirango zvacho zvinenge zvakamira sei?
Saka zvirango zvepublic violence zvinoranger between 5 to 10 years depending negravity iripo, kana kuti pane kupwanya kwakaitwa here mudziyo, kana kuti pane vanhu vakakuvadzwa here nekuda kwepublic violence yacho. Dzimwe nenguva vanokwanisa kupuwa zvekare mafine, but zvinongoenderana zvekare neinonzi the gravity of the case nezvinenge zvakaitika paitika zvinhu zvakadaro.
Aha, tichitarisa mangwana ndofunga ndokwachaendeswa kumatare. We have seen previously kana pakaitika nyaya dzakadaro, then vamwe mastudents vouya in solidarity, poitika mirizhonga futi, mapurisa achirwa vanhu. Zvii zvamuri kuona zvichiitika mangwana?
Zvatichaona zvichiitika mangwana zvinhu zvatiri kutoona zvichiitika nhasi, because mutemo wagara usingashandiswi zvakaringana. Mutemo unonyanyoshandiswa zvakasimbarara kana wakanangana nevanhu vanenge vachiita senge vari kupikisa hurumende. Tichaona kuti mastudents achaenda zvekare semugwara riri kuendawo vana Honorable Job Scala, rekuti vachaendeswa kucourt, vaenda kucourt vachanyimwa bail, and vanyimwa bail vachatanga kurwira kusungunurwa kwavo vachibva mukurimand. Izvinhu zvatiri kuona zvichiitika, and zvinhu zvatinoziva kuti isystem yayo hurumende yokuda kuita silence vanhu vanenge vachiiratidzira.
Thank you there, the Kennedy Masiye, and please don't go away. Now time for a short break. Stay tuned.
Every year, world leaders gather in New York for the annual United Nations General Assembly. Count on VOA to be there, delivering news you can trust on radio, TV, and the web.
Les discours présidentiels, aux entretiens en tête-à-tête avec des responsables gouvernementaux de haut niveau, nous vous tiendrons informés des développements importants touchant le continent.
Líderes africanos vão abordar tópicos como alterações climáticas, o estado da economia, saúde, iniciativas juvenis e muito mais.
Usikose kufuatilia habari na vipindi maalum katika lugha 16 tofauti kuhusu kongamano la viongozi moja kwa moja kutoka makao makuu ya Umoja wa Mataifa mjini New York na Washington DC. Tutakuarifu kila tukio.
A free press is essential. VOA Africa.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Lamhlanje kwabasanda kusixhuma izihlobo esithandekayo sikuhlelo lwe Live Talk, The Connection. Njalo sixoxa ngokubotshwa kwabafundi be-University of Zimbabwe ngesikhathi betshengisela izolo besola likolishi ngokukhweza inhlawulo yemfundo. Bakasungwa badzidzi bepa-University of Zimbabwe neZuru kutaura kunoku vari muhusungwa kuAvondale Police Station uyezve vari kutarisirwa kumiswa pamberi pedare mangwana. Ngiphenduke kuwe Mnumzana Ncube, and of course on the show tonight we have human rights lawyer Mr. Kenneth Masie and Zinasu leader Benon Ncube. Mphenduke kuwe Ncube, lapha ngikhangele i-fees structure eselupane State University layo ikhwezile impatalo. Mbona i-faculty agriculture sciences lapha ifizikwele yaku 285,000 Zimbabwe dollars. Ifaculty of Engineering 285,000 njalo. Ifaculty of Commerce okugoqela tourism lezinye inhlelo hospitality 179,750 Zimbabwe dollars. Phansi kwe faculty of Humanities and Social Sciences 279,750. Then ama diploma kuba agribusiness, GIS, 230,000 Zimbabwe dollars. Liyakhala lithi galiyenelisi limali abazali kabayenelisi ngoba gabasebenzi. Ngokunjalo ubona abanye benu besehluleka ukuya phambili ngezifundo yini ngenxa yali mali begcine be drop out.
Ngoba ngakhulumende phela asebenzise ikhofi ukuthi inde ngakhulumende leyo
nikulwende yakwazi into omelayenza angekufinde ukuthi mina nginomuntu ongazithi uhamba ngani noma yini njani hayi ukulwende iyazi nomweni iyazi budget yakhe iyazi budget yakhe iyazi budget yakhe singayizinkeni imali ngapha iyazi budget yakhe lesi plus angabuyi ezicela imali eningi ebazalini kumasitudent yena esazi ukuthi isalary abayicelile akaba yini.
Vamasi, we tried but failed to get somebody to comment from the University of Zimbabwe. Asi nyai vangai bata sei vegu use it ku itira kuti pasavane ma students anowani kwachi shaya mari uyezve otadza kuendera mberi nezvidzidzo.
Yeah, ndinoona senge zvingatoite vakuru kuz inyaya yekuti vasangane nema students vanzwe zvichemo zvavo because zvichemo zvavo makazvitarisa zviri very reasonable and kukwidza fees ne more than 500% zvinhu zvatingati nechirungu zvinoita induce a sense of shock yekuti nangwe zvake munhu hapana munhu angambokwidzira even salary yake ne 500%. And uyezve pane zvimwe zvinhu zvataona zvichiitika kuUZ zvokuti dzimwe nenguva UZ inowanzoda kushandiswa nemapato ezvinotonga. Last week chaiyo chaiyo takaona mabhazi eUZ achishandiswa kumarali akaitwa kunana Chitungwiza uko. Zvinhu zvokuti maresources yayo anofanira kuva achichanelewa kuvana vechikoro paUZ ipapapa anenge achienda asiri accounted for. And chitasa zvikare kuti mamansa apfuura aya nema budget akaiswa nawo mutuni mumwe UZ yakawana mabillions of dollars I think yakapuwa over a billion dollars towards the United UZ Charter. Saka imari izvozvo dzokuti kana mastudents ava kudemonstrata kudai so ekuti vave vari vanhu vanoumidza mafigures ayo pajekerere zvokuti paite transparency nemastudents kana pachizokwidzwa fees inofanira kuva ichikwidzwa zvinenge zvichiwisiwa nemastudents aripo noti kuti vave neprocedure inenge iri shrouded in secrecy yekuti kana zvinhu zvazodai so vanhu avahwisisi vanenge vachingoti mari yakadyiwa uyezve vanenge vachialeja nyaya yecorruption inenge ichiitika paUZ ipapo.
Mr. Ncube ngize kuwe alubana belalele abamanye amakolishi lamanyuvesi elizweni lonke jikelele kuyini ongathanda ukukutsho ku ngendaba yamafizi le
kuningisisa the problem that we have of increase because soze siphongihlala kubukele itafula eceleni kwakho ungathela umuntu obehleli kuye la sinida ngohlele kubhada lesikuthi ugcine siqeda ungathela abangani bakho wafunda nabo esanzi ukuthi sifise kwesikhona but behlele imali imali yokumele umthetho ufakwe ngumuntu ongiyongumnikazi wesikolo ongiyongi-chancellor of o-university but ethule. So lapha thina sithi sikhona sizakulungisisa sizabamela nalaba abotshileyo sasa nxa bengaphumanga sizazama ukutshengisela amanye ama-students ukuthi nxa bavalela into zesikolo sizasuka uma sifike khona and they're going to defend, they're going to stand up for them until something happens because this is an issue of learning. It's not a fight against the government, it's not a fight against the political party, but it's a fight to protect the dignity and the dignity of education and the dignity of the students in learning institutions. And there's nothing that can stop us in the community. Nothing in the community. I would say that we're going to come in and stand up for us because we have all left in the all left with ourselves to defend, and we have to be that we don't have a choice. I feel an illusion that defender and the one come on the students are in the middle of the ministry. It's so much of a crazy
mangwana vanove muri kuti vanhu vano muri kukoka vanhu kuti vaende kumatare yapo pachange pachimiswa vamwe venyu kumatare dzimoswa asi hamuoni izvi zvichikonzera nyonga nyonga ere kana kuti vamwe venyu vazosungwa futi nekuti mapurisa we have seen them in action before. Mukauya mukazara vanhu pane vamwe vanogona kusungwa futi mangwana. Is that not a concern?
It is an area of concern, and we are going to deal with it in a way that is not going to give them a reason to take out a flight and do job. But what we are going to, what we promise you is a good thing. I think the red given is an already very good quote that you come back. Negative people. So the people quote, rep a door, crowd, negative, gachi, Iowa, if you're sure, it's going to be determined by my students because it's good to be able to get a little to you. And the activity and the participate, the Akaiba, but it's negative people, which are only good people. We are going to be there. We are going to make sure that our fellow students do not feel left alone. And we are not going to put the rest of the students at the risk of ungovernable state security and state agents. But we are going to make sure that they feel that we are going to find any means necessary. Mm. And tomorrow people are going to be safe. We are going to ensure that. That will be there.
Uh-huh. And the show is never adequate without the input from you, our listeners and viewers. Now, let's hear what you have to say. Good evening, caller, and welcome to Live Talk. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yebo, kunjani, Magadi.
Kunjani, Magadi, yo.
Tiripo, edu. Nguba zafamba, tipe ufungwa zenyu.
Tukona so kuti kana university yose ikabatana chaiko, kana so kubatana chaiko. Panoda kubatana papa kuti vamwe vadzokere kumashure kana kudii vanotongouya in full force chete tikaona kuti vangasunga university yose here kuna kubatana dai nyika yose yaibatana sezvizvi zvinyangwe nyika devi zvani PF yaibva
ko muchaenda kumatare here mangwani kana kuti
isu tiri vatigredi epa social media tinenge tinokaidi tiri out of Zimbabwe but shungu zaidi zaidi ngorwa zaone mwanamume akumana idwe kunyika kuno kuvari kunzi chikoro chakubhadharirwa still and unona kana kupi zviri kunyanya kukwidza zvokudero then wapedza wapedza wati waone ma diploma ako zvose waone chi everything basa racho hauri wani futi imagine unotengesa mombe kuti uinde kuchikoro vanokutengesera mombe kuti uinde chikoro but after wapedza chikoro mwaya kuenda basa mari yacho yauri kukora haikwanisi kutenga mombe futi kuti uye this what's the meaning of that and the paper natonge education mona ni mamira ita zvino kuti ukawana basa ukawana basa mari yorukwanisa yorukwana kupay yako wapedza chikoro haisi kukwanisa kuti utenge chikafu yaifana nguva iri free education kuti after wapedza chikoro chacho una basa rorukwana imagine tose takabva kuZimbabwe kuti akasiya mabasa aiva nemari ngade pamwe tematicha manesi kuZimbabwe kumapurisa but akatosiya because nesi munhu ari muno muSouth Africa ari kushanda muconstruction anowana mari yakadarika yaticha kuZimbabwe what's the meaning of this
anopuwa mari
ani kunoku ani zvino construction kuno range yakana kuma 7000 a month
saka muri kuona kuri nani kutouya ku South Africa kuzoshanda ku construction ndani kuita murairidzi kuZimbabwe
ya so much better nokuti vanotoya nezvo vanotoliswa nezvo vanhu kokumatisa kuZimbabwe nemapurisa vose.
Aiwa, tinotenda mutereri nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, vamasiye pachidimbu 30 seconds. Tipewo mashoko ekuvhara chirongwa 30 seconds.
Yeah, ini hangu I would like to urge mapurisa kuti vaise restraint, especially panenge achiita kwoma demonstrations aya. And also, I would like to urge even the courts to also look at the circumstances of the students. These are students, these are kids who are grieved, and when it comes to issues of bail, they should not be treated like any ordinary criminal, and they should lean on the side of liberty.
Thank you there, and that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to thank our guest, Benon Nube, leader of ZINASU, and human rights lawyer, Mr. Kennedy Masie. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow. I am Tungamilinkomo in Washington. Good night, Zimbabwe.